Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Larry Pashnik. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walkenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Way then fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv fires to first and has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Washington who tags Wilson for the out. two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon bunts in front of the plate. Way then fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field. Wilson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wilson. Cabell moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Akins moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Paquette now playing left field. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Joaquin Fuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss fires to first and picks off White. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Splitter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Frost now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cabell moves to third. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner pinch hits for John Joaquin Fuss. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lance Parrish now catching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Otis, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Kevin Saucier now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-3 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dennis Worth pinch runs for Willie Akins. Elias Sosa now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.